Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a food safety expert says the recall of all items made from animal products at Iceland is mind-boggling and unprecedented. Boris Johnson's friend and former advisor says his political career is over, but a deal to write for the Daily Mail means no one has heard the last of him. A huge moment for Stephen Kenny's Ireland as we pursue a place in the 2024 Euros. Gavin Cooney previews tonight's qualifier in Greece. Brian O'Connell meets the Cork shopkeeper whose business was twice targeted by the same armed robber. Who used all the milk and who's going to tell Barbara from accounts to stop bringing in tuna for lunch? The workplace behaviour that drives you mad and what to do about it. And the gathering will be here, of course, to discuss all the big stories of the week. Our text number is 51551. You can also email todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, Conor McGregor has denied an allegation in the United States that he assaulted a woman after a basketball game in Miami last weekend. The news emerged last evening in American media, and I've been speaking to Robert Schiller, news correspondent with the Irish Independent, who's been covering the story overnight. He told me first what Conor McGregor's representatives have said in response to those allegations.
Well, his lawyers have come out and simply said it is false. Now, overnight, after the allegations were published in US media, his lawyer, Barbara Orlane, said Miss McGregor will not be intimidated and that the allegations are false. The statement was issued by Kessler Peor, quoting Barbara Orlanes, who is a Miami-based lawyer, and described by her employers as a seasoned former federal prosecutor who has worked in international investigations and complex criminal matters. So certainly a strong statement from McGregor's camp denying the allegations made last night.
And the assault is alleged to have happened after a basketball game, as we said. Is that right?
Yeah, the alleged incident took place after a basketball game in Miami, Florida last weekend. That was game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Saturday, a fairly high-profile sporting event. This took place at the Kaseya Center, Miami's home stadium. And as of last night, several different inquiries are underway into that alleged incident.
Okay, so what is the team, the Miami Heat, and also the Basketball Association, the NBA, what have they said about all of this?
Well, the Miami Heat put up a statement on social media last night saying they're aware of the allegations and are conducting a full investigation. An NBA spokesperson is quoted in The Athletic as saying they're also aware of the allegations and are working with the team to gather more information. Now, the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, also said they're aware of the recent allegations and will continue to gather additional information, but will allow the legal process to play out before making any additional statements. Now, the UFC is in the context of McGregor's association with them and talks of him potentially returning to fighting in the octagon later on this year. There was also an additional statement from the Miami Police Department who say there's an open investigation. And as of last night, they did not have any additional information.
Now, Robin, Conor McGregor had been in the headlines earlier this week too, and this was in relation to a halftime incident at the same match.
Yes, earlier on that evening, Conor McGregor had participated in the halftime entertainment skit in which he punched a Heat mascot called Bernie several times. Now, the skit was ironically designed to advertise Conor McGregor's new pain spray. He punched the mascot several times, twice, I understand, but it seems he overdid the punching and the person who played Bernie needed hospital treatment. Later on in the week, McGregor commented that they hugged it out, that the individual is good, and that was all part of the show. He was quoted saying, "I spent a lot of time with him afterwards. We hugged it out and everything was great. It was a skit. It was part of the show." And this incident at the halftime took place earlier on the evening before the alleged assault took place.
Robin, thank you very much. Robin Schiller there, journalist with the Irish Independent.